This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Is a little bit nicer than I think most of us. Not everybody, but most of us. He is the first person to very politely get in front of a microphone and say, Terry needs to be in practice. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 on a Friday. Got Max in the house, got Brian in the house. No Terry in the house, at least not on the practice field. He is there in Ashburn, but he is not practicing. And look, it's been a month at this point of this back and forth with Terry this and Terry that and Adam Peters this and Adam Peters that. But what we had not had in any of that was somebody saying anything even remotely not positive. I'm not going to say negative, because I don't view these comments by Cliff Kingsbury that you'll hear in a second as negative. But they're also not like uberly positive. And up until this point, every single comment that had been made in regards to Terry, either from Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury before this, players when asked, everything had been positive about, yeah, you know what, business is business. We just will be ready for him when he's here. Or something along those lines. Paraphrasing, people talk differently, but it's been something along those lines. Until today, when Cliff Kingsbury decided he wanted to put a little bit of pressure, just a tiny, tiny bit of pressure on Terry to get himself to practice. Because now we are halfway through August. This is not early August. This is not midway through. We are halfway through the month of August, and you're getting to the point where in the blink of an eye, you'll be able to count the days to week one on your two hands without repeating fingers. And if Terry still isn't there by that point, then there's going to need to be a serious conversation about, will he actually play week one? How much will he play week one? And so on and so forth. So before I get too much deeper into this, I want you to hear these comments from Cliff. There's four of them that we're going to play, and then we will discuss these a little bit further. We will take your calls on this topic as well at 301-230-0980. So we'll just kind of go in order here, Max. Cliff spoke earlier today. They were scheduled initially at the beginning of the week to have a Thursday or Friday practice at 1 p.m. due to heat, weather, just liking to practice early in the morning. Whatever the reason is, they moved practice from 1 to, I believe it started either 8 or 9, but that meant that Cliff and Joe Witt spoke before practice. So Cliff Kingsbury was up and at him today talking about Terry McLaurin and the offense as a whole. Here's what Cliff said about Terry and the time on task, or lack thereof.
And then with Terry, what kind of things can you do now even to help make sure that when he gets back out in the field, that there's not this long transition period to get that rhythm and connection back with Jaden?
Yeah, with him or just kind of overall?
With Terry in particular.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up.
At that point, what can you do at that point to make sure it doesn't take a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, what they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
All right. So there are some flags in here that we need to address in those specific comments first. I think an orange flag, Max, is that Cliff was kind of nudging and saying he needs to get on the practice field. He needs to get on the grass. We're going to label that as an orange flag. It's not a reason for alarm, but it's also not a green flag. You see orange and you're like, all right, there's something going on here that isn't absolutely spectacular. We are labeling as a red flag the fact that Cliff Kingsbury just said there has not been a lot of contact between himself and Terry. Because through this entire process, I was under the impression, and likely you were under the impression, that while Terry wasn't practicing, he was still participating in every other way, shape, or form. Attending meetings, talking to people, hanging out with teammates, so on and so forth. Anything that you could consider participating inside the building, I was under the impression that he was doing all of that. Just when it came time to practice, he would work with the trainers, handle whatever the day had in regards to the training. That could be running, stretching, mobility, whatever their plan was. And then eventually he would come out to practice, sign some autographs, go back in, do the meetings, do the film, all of those things. What Cliff Kingsbury just said is there has not been a lot of that. So that is the first red flag that we are going to hold up on the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made today about Terry McLaurin. He went further. So this is what Cliff said about the classroom work with Terry to this point in the offseason.
Hey, Cliff, going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom? And kind of at this point of the season, how high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing and feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
So these are two red flags here. It doubles down what Cliff just said, doubles down on what I took away from the first comment, is that Terry is not as active as I was under the impression he was when it comes to classroom work, meetings, working with the offense, being in communication with at least Cliff. Maybe he's talking to wide receiver coaches. Maybe he's talking to other guys on the staff. But from what Cliff just said there, there has not been a ton of communication in terms of the classroom work. Now, I am not an expert by any stretch of the imagination on how to run a football team. But I would think that if you cannot get out there on the grass, you would maybe go extra hard on the non-grass-related things in the classroom, in meetings, in film. I would think there would be an emphasis on doing all of those things, maybe to a greater degree, to make sure that when you eventually and inevitably do make your way back to the grass, you hit the ground running, pun fully intended there. From what Cliff said in the beginning portion of that statement, that is not happening the way that I was under the belief that it was happening. And then red flag number two, that's three for anyone that is counting on just two clips. Red flag number three is that he is urging Terry to get back out there. And again, this is the first time that anybody has had any real sense of urgency when it comes to speaking about Terry publicly. Behind closed doors, I'm sure this has been said for days, weeks, potentially months. But for the first time publicly, someone is saying, we would really like it if he gets to practice, if he is out there so he can gel with this unit, if he is out there so me as a coach, I understand what I am working with. And you know what Terry is like, so there is a little bit of benefit of this is not a new offense. This is not a whole lot of new faces on the coaching staff. So you understand what Terry represents as a player from a skill set position. But I'm also not expecting, and you should not be expecting, the offense in 2025 to be exactly the same as the offense in 2024. There are going to be adjustments, especially with the addition of a guy like a Deebo Samuel, who you can now move around in a bunch of different ways, especially with the addition of a guy like Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt and how that impacts the rotation with the running backs and the addition of Laremy Tunsil. And there's so many different new pieces on this offense that there was bound to be some sort of adjustment and just natural evolution from year to year. You can't go from year to year having the exact same thing. Eventually, defenses are going to catch on, and eventually they'll find ways to stop it. So it's fair to think that they're going to be making some changes. And now, because we are halfway through the month of August, Terry has not been out on the field practicing any of those changes, any of those evolutions in the offense. And from what Cliff has just said in those last two sound bites, he's not getting as much classroom work as I think Cliff certainly wants him to have been having. I mean, he's not saying this if he's thrilled with what's going on right now. This is a little bit of an opening into what is going on behind closed doors. He continued here. Here's what he said about the offense continuing to gel throughout training camp.
Hi, Coach. Looking at this offense overall, have you seen them come together, starting to mash and gel?
Yeah, I think that's a work in progress. There's no doubt. I don't think until we get some of these other pieces back, we're going to know exactly what we are. We've had some good opportunities to see other guys get work in these positions, but when you don't have your kind of projected top two outside receivers, you know, one of your projected or both your projected inside pieces at guard, it's not going to really give you the chance to gel or really build that relationship until you get everybody else on the grass. So that's something we have to get to over the next 3 weeks.
There is a little bit of frustration here, Max, that I don't know we have heard a ton from Cliff Kingsbury in the first year and change of him being here in DC.
And there's one little moment in it that I feel like you hear the frustration. It's where he like pauses when you don't have your, and then he thinks for a second. He's like, "Oh, I got to throw Noah Brown's name in here too." So
like, I got to add more than just Terry here. I can't keep taking shots at the number one wide receiver, because don't make any mistake about it, Terry is listening. Like, he is listening. His agent is listening to these comments. We are at the point where this is really like crunch time to get a deal done. There is a different sense of urgency, I feel like, to get a deal done, because again, it's August 15th. You play a real legitimate football game in less than a month. None of this preseason nonsense against Cincinnati and a bad defense, against a joint practice that is no longer, against the Baltimore Ravens. You play a real legitimate game against a real divisional opponent who, by the way, happens to have a really good defense, or at least is projected to have a really good defense. I don't know that that offense is going to be spectacular, but I have no issue being honest and saying that defensive line for New York is frightening. They got a bunch of dudes out there. So I do like that he did include, we'll give Cliff a green flag for this. I do like that he also included the guards, with Brandy Coleman obviously being the big one there. Now that's a red flag in itself, because Coleman now has missed a significant chunk of time as well with his own injury. So it's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but how much are you really going to get better on offense in training camp if you do not have your full slate of offensive weapons that are out there on the field? And this is the time where you are supposed to be getting better. I have never been one, and I don't think I ever will be one, to freak out over a bad preseason highlight. I've been on the other side where I've had some positive freakouts. We all remember the summer of Doctson and Pryor. We all were there. We freaked out together. We're like, "Oh my God, look at this one-handed grab. Oh my God, he's mossing defenders." Like, we all were there. We've had some positive freakouts. I've never been one to have a negative freakout about something going on in training camp, because I understand this is when you are supposed to be getting all of the issues out of your system. You're kind of supposed to be bad in training camp so you can be good by the start of the regular season, to get everybody on the same page and to really hit the ground running in the regular season. If Terry is not out there, if Noah is not out there, if Brandon Coleman is not out there, what are your realistic expectations going to be? Because the unfortunate reality for how Washington and their schedule line up in 2025, it's a lot more difficult than 2024. There aren't a lot of rest periods that you could point to and say, well, at least you have two or three games that should be comfortable. There were a bunch of those last year. Not the case this year. So having your guys miss significant chunks of time, now having your offensive coordinator speak in a way that is not your super pro pom-pom cheerleader, get Terry out here, we're so excited for him when he's here. This is the first time where anyone's been like, we need to get all of our guys out here or our expectations are going to be shifted. One final thing from Cliff here again. This is all from this morning. This was about like 8:30 a.m., 8 a.m., whenever Cliff got to the microphone. So this is all from this morning. Here's what Cliff said about the wide receiver group as a whole so far throughout training camp.
And have you been able to see from the wide receiver room what you need to see from that group and how are they shaping up together?
Yeah, still a work in progress. Some guys are taking advantage of the opportunities and some have not. And that's what we wanted to see without, you know, Terry and Noah getting much. We know what Debo is. And then there's a lot of guys that are trying to earn a roster spot. And so that competition has been good, but I think there's still a lot to show over the next 3 weeks.
This is not maybe great for the Ja'Cory Brooks hive, the Jalen Lane hive. We probably need better nicknames. You know, the hive was great with Heinicke and Howe because there was alliteration.
Exactly.
So I might need a little bit more time to think of what we call those fan bases who have been very, very loud. And to their credit, I'm excited about Jalen Lane. I'm very optimistic about Ja'Cory Brooks making the roster, but I have not stooped down to the level where I think Ja'Cory Brooks is going to replace the production that Terry has had by any stretch of the imagination.
Hey, man, I've heard reports out of training camp this morning that he's been making some great plays.
He made a tough catch today. Sick. I'm not of the belief that he is going to replace Terry. So those guys have had good summers, certainly. You think they're going to make the roster? Certainly. But they need Terry, they need Noah Brown out there. So just in four comments there, we had what we will call definitively three red flags from Cliff, and he was the first person to nudge Terry McLaurin to say, hey, buddy, we would like you at practice. We need you at practice. If we want to achieve the goals that we have set for ourselves and that are being set by the outside world, myself, those of us on this station, those of us across the hall, the national media, everybody considering Washington a legitimate contender for a Super Bowl for the first time in well over a decade, Vegas in there as well, they think very, very highly of Washington in the NFC. If we're going to achieve all of these things, we need Terry McLaurin and we need Terry McLaurin to practice. Your thoughts, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What do you make of the comments that Cliff Kingsbury just made about Terry McLaurin and how that impacts your expectations for the season? We will take some of your phone calls. You can tweet me as well at the Denton Day. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. You can tweet me at The Denton Day. We'll have Ben standing with us at noon from training camp. Jacory Kroski-Merritt in pads today. I know there was a little bit of concern about him not being as full of a participant this week as we would have hoped. So that's a very positive sign. More with Ben in the 12 o'clock hour. But any and all training camp coverage on the Team 980 is brought to you nationally by Geico. You can switch and save. Get more with Geico. Our current conversation is in regards to the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made about Terry McLaurin today. The first time that this entire offseason someone has urged Terry politely to come back to practice. And I would like to emphasize the polite nature of what Cliff was saying. He didn't sugarcoat it, but he was direct. He was fair. He didn't call Terry out of his name or anything like that. Trust me, we have seen that before. He was direct and says, we need to have all of our guys, if we can have realistic expectations, to be as good as everybody thinks we are going to be. You can join the conversation. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. What did you think of the comments that Cliff made about Terry McLaurin? Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's going on?
What's going on, Denton? Hey, first I want to introduce myself. And we spoke before, prior, but so myself personally, I work with a local sports group. We represented Josh Pryor. He blocked that kick at the end of the Ron Rivera era.
Yeah.
Came from Bowie State. He played on his roster. I want to go back and emphasize what I've called multiple times on multiple shows and said, Buddy Baker and I guess either him or Tony, they're doing a terrible job of negotiating Terry's contract. And I don't know if Terry's listening or the organization. My group will get this job done. We'll get this done because it'll be the best for Terry and the organization because they both need each other. So, and the thing about it is, and as working with sports players and working in with a sports group in general, you got to do what's best for the player and the team. And put the group aside. You know, that's what we do.
Hold on, Rob. Before you go any further, do you know Buddy Baker?
I did not meet Buddy Baker, but I met someone from Terry's group when we were working through. And I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to speak bad on someone, especially my competitors, but I do not think they're doing what's best for Terry's career. And the team, honestly, because just looking at the industry and looking at the actual opponents that are established right now, Terry McLaurin is best on the field. I'm not going to say he's not the most marketable person, but you don't see him on commercials. You don't see him like Baker Mayfield and stuff like that. So he gets his notoriety from playing football. So you need him on the field.
Right.
Him not being on the field takes away the leverage that he has because he's a football player. You know, and that's one of the major points that I will make And certain things as a sports group, you can do things to make sure your player's okay and cover outside of this thing. So that's what we do. We take care of our players outside of what the organization does.
Right. So Rob, I appreciate it. That's some good insight there. I also appreciate the self-plug that you had there. I'm okay with it, honestly, at this point. We're so deep
anything
in these conversations where if someone else can do this for him, I'm not exactly going to sit here and shut down any sort of shameless plug there from Rob. We're going to get to some Buddy Baker stuff a little later in the show. That's a little bit of a long tease, probably after AWOD joins us at 11 a.m., because let me tell you, I got some things that I need to get off my chest when it comes to the agent repping Terry McLaurin. But we will do that in about an hour from now. We're continuing to take your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Did the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made today impact the way that you are viewing this Terry McLaurin situation? Richard is in Maryland. Richard, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Great, great. You know what? I interpreted it a little different than how you're characterizing.
Okay.
What I heard from Cliff, I heard Cliff kind of struggling, really, to place any blame on Terry. As a matter of fact, prior to him actually saying the guard and naming the other receiver, he continued to use the term they. He was saying they need to be back. So I don't think I think these guys, you know, they operate in a culture where when it comes to contract, nobody's going to interfere with someone else's pocket, more or less. So I don't think he's actually saying that. I think he's just saying in general, whether it be Terry's responsibility, management responsibility, I need my pieces out here. Because ultimately, when this offense don't perform, everybody's going to point the finger at Cliff. So Cliff is probably a little frustrated with everybody involved in this, the management side of it, Terry's side of it, the guards who aren't out there, Brown, who isn't out there, because, like I said, you know, ultimately people are going to say, hey, well, Cliff's offense didn't do as well this year, or Cliff's offense is struggling this year. You know, so I think that's Cliff's frustration more than anything else. I don't think it's just about Terry. I think the media, you know, and people who feel like Terry should be out there because he's under contract and this and that, well, yeah, everybody knows these contracts don't mean anything when the team is ready to cut you loose and you have an average annual salary amount of some enormous amount that they're never going to pay. You know, that's the indication that, okay, we're cutting you loose this year or we're going to restructure that. So when the player feels like, you know, they have value that they're not being compensated for, even if they do have a year left on a contract, they're going to, you know, they're going to try to negotiate and they're going to do the things necessary so that they're properly compensated.
Yeah.
You know, these guys, man, hey, they out there, they're playing with all kind of injuries. They're having their bodies operated on.
Right. Richard, I appreciate it. There's some good stuff there. We got other calls to get to. So here's what I will say. I don't think your stance is unfair. I do think there is some frustration with Cliff regarding those that are also doing the negotiating. I can't imagine that he is informed with those negotiations. And what I mean by that is I can't imagine that he knows exactly how the team is handling the negotiation versus how Terry is handling the negotiation. I think the biggest difference between coaches and those inside the organization and those of us that are sitting behind these microphones is that we both really don't know what's going on. The lone difference is that if Cliff really wanted to know what's going on, he has the resources to ask just to get an idea. But I don't get the sense that he really cares about that. It's not really his job. It's not above his pay grade. He doesn't gain anything or lose anything by caring or not caring about how the negotiating is going outside of the fact that Terry is not here. So I don't know that he knows that one side is offering a fair deal and the other side is being overly obtuse or vice versa. One side is offering an unfair deal and the other one is just upset about that. Whatever the speculation that we have, I don't know that Cliff buys into that, but I do think it's fair to say he's frustrated with both sides because you are now into the middle, the halfway point of August, and your second best player on offense has only been on the field to sign autographs and to watch a scrimmage. And that's about it. Like, they haven't even gotten to the point yet where he's doing side drills outside, which is a general when you talk about the ramp up process, you do your stuff with the trainers, and then inevitably or eventually you come outside and you will do some positional drills, and then you'll sit to the side and watch some other stuff going on here, right? Whether that be 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s, pads, whatever. But that's the general ramp-up process. We're not even at that point yet. So even when Terry does sign the contract and magically, thanks to the poof of millions and millions of dollars, the ankle is good enough to then be out there, you then have to spend a couple of days ramping up to get ready for actual 7-on-7s, 11-on-11s. And then in turn, it's going to take probably at least 4 or 5 days once this thing finally gets settled before we even really see Terry operating in any way, shape, or form on the field that is more than just maybe catching passes while he runs like in routes for 15 minutes before practice or something along those lines. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Earlier this morning, Cliff Kingsbury urged Terry McLaurin to get back into practice, politely but saying, hey, we need our guys out here if we are expected to be good this year. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, what do you think about Cliff's comments?
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Appreciate it, Joe. Hope you're well.
Yeah, same to you. You know something? Good for Cliff Kingsbury to speak up and say something, because he is preparing for his second season here, and considering what we have just come off our best season in over 30 years, he wants to see what he's got in his offense, because he's going to be the one calling plays again, and he needs to see how Terry and Debo can match up well, play well together along with Jaden. I mean, they already did well. Jaden and Terry did well last year, and Jaden and Debo is trying to do a good connection this time. But Terry and Debo, they got to get a good connection going too. So the fact that Cliff is speaking up and saying, okay, this is enough. I need to figure out what I'm doing to prepare, because, by the way, 4 weeks from Sunday, we're hosting the Giants in the home opener, and that defense is hungry. And that the Giants always seem to give us problems every year, even if they stink. So we're playing the Giants 4 weeks from Sunday. I, for one, Terry, Buddy Baker, whatever the heck you're doing, buddy, you got to figure this out and get Terry signed, because I trust the front office. They're doing what they do best, because remember, the previous ownership, I keep trying to tell all these people like Ian or Mark, whoever calls in, they're still stuck with Snyder in their mind saying, oh, that this would have been done wrong a long time ago. Well, this is a different regime, and they don't do that. So I trust the front office. Terry, get the deal done. Buddy Baker, stop doing this. And Cliff, thank you for speaking up, because I want to play. I'm tired of this.
Joe, I appreciate it. It does feel like I'm going to get nerdy here. It does feel like we're stuck in like this time loop, because in a perfect world, I would have much rather had this done in like July. But because of the way that the negotiating has gone and some of the things that we heard yesterday, which we will play for you coming up here in about 10 minutes, again today, about how the beginning of the negotiating process worked, a deal was never going to get done all the way back in June or July, which does make me scratch my head a little bit more about some of the comments that Terry made at Eastern Motors, which has then led us to here and being valued, and I want to be valued financially and all of these different things. Not knowing some of the dollar figures that have been alluded to, we have ideas of like DK money, but not knowing some of the dollar figures that have been alluded to, I don't even know that, honestly, the Snyder regime would have gotten this done early. Like, they only got that first Terry contract done because Dan was getting skewered by smart people, aka us, because of all of the litigation and ESPN deep dive Big J journalism reports, and anyone who was doing any sort of investigation on him, which was plentiful at that point in time. He was like, I need a win in the headlines. I will just pay him whatever. Well, that's not how most organizations work. There are some that still do that. Don't get it twisted. There are some that still do that, but that is not how this organization works anymore. So I don't even know if the number that was being alluded to that they suggested at the beginning of negotiations was legitimate, which is potentially around like $35 million. I don't even think Dan Snyder, whose head was so far up his ass, it wasn't even funny at that point anymore. I don't think he would have done anything with that contract either. Even he, an idiot, would have said this is probably a little too high. Matt is in Virginia. Matt, you're on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in.
Hey there. Yeah, I think Dan Snyder, he signed Terry to a $23 million extension, right? So I don't think you can really say that he wouldn't have signed him to 35. I mean, it's a different deal now.
Well, he signed him to that $23 million extension back in the in 2022.
Here's why I'm calling. Back, I had this feeling when Kirk Cousins was sort of on his way out of the team with the Terry situation. And number two, I try to look at this from a corporation point of view. When he got up there at Eastern Motors and had his little press conference, he crossed his bosses. And at that point, it becomes time to, I mean, this has dragged on long enough. He wants a trade. Move him, you know? Trade him, you know?
So here's the thing, Matt. I appreciate it. I don't actually think he wants a trade. I do not. This is where we get back to the agent and the entire S show that this process has been. Requesting a trade when they requested a trade pretty much guaranteed that a trade was very unlikely to happen. I don't think they were going to trade Terry McLaurin anyway. Like, they could have asked for a trade in April, and I still don't think that there would have been any sort of real motion. But if you really wanted a trade, April is the time to do it, because you can then justify it as a team, the team doing the trading. Hey, we can move him now. His value is pretty high because the draft is right around the corner. We can move him, and then we can work to find a replacement for him in the NFL draft. If you're Adam Peters right now, any draft pick is nice, but it doesn't really help you for 2025, because that draft pick is not going to be used until at the very earliest 2026 or potentially 27, depending on what kind of draft pick you get for him. That doesn't help him now. So Terry's value in terms of draft pick return for Washington is low because the draft is so far away. It also is low because the team who's trading for him is going to realize they need to sign him to whatever kind of crazy money, DK money, whatever, that he is asking for. So the value in return for Washington is going to be low if you trade him now. They requested a trade just to kind of like stick it to the man and be like, hey, we mean business. Take us seriously. All of these things. I don't think it worked, by the way. I have not started taking that any more seriously. Max, I can't imagine that you have been taking this any more seriously. When he requested a trade, it was just like, well, we got to talk about this for another 4 or 5 days. Like, that's really all it was at that point.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, here's the next step in this process.
And then they mean business. We already knew that. So I don't think he actually wants to leave. I think that's just a point of the business. And that's why that no one is freaked out about that on the coaches, whatever. Like, Cliff just wants him at practice. No one is freaking out about the trade request because everybody understands you're not getting traded. Washington also has a ton of control in this scenario. You're under contract now. They can franchise tag you next year. And if they really want to get crazy, they can franchise tag you the year after that. And then if they franchise tag you 2 years in a row, potentially it still might be a lesser value long term for the Commanders versus what you are asking for now, if we're going to believe what Charles Robinson said, which was the ask at the beginning was so insane that it almost completely stopped negotiations from the jump. We'll continue taking some of your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Did the comments that Cliff Kingsbury made this morning impact the way that you are viewing this Terry McLaurin situation? 301-230-0980. You can tweet me as well at the Denton Day. More of your phone calls when we get back on the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in.
All right, happy Friday, everybody. Here's what's happening. Undrafted free agent and former Texas wide receiver Isaiah Bond and second-round pick from Ohio State Quinshon Judkins are both signing with the Browns after having their respective charges dropped in court. Isaiah Bond was no-billed on sexual assault, meaning the state is not pursuing charges, and Quinshon Judkins' battery charges stemming from a domestic incident were dropped. We also say so long to former Washington Redskin and Jacksonville Jaguar guard Brandon Scherff, who quietly retired this offseason. Scherff, drafted by Washington in the first round of the 2015 NFL draft, was a bright spot in an otherwise forgettable era of Washington football. He now calls it a career. To baseball, the Nats, they DFA first baseman Nathaniel Lowe the day after hitting a grand slam versus Kansas City to make room for the return of outfielder Dylan Cruz. Last night, the Nats, they beat the Phillies by a score of 3-2. Brad Lord with a solid outing, only giving up 2 earned runs. Rookie reliever Shinosuke Ogasawara picks up his first career win after striking out Kyle Schwarber. And Cole Henry earns the save, looking to carry that momentum into tonight as they continue their weekend series versus the Phillies. Mackenzie Gore is taking on Zach Wheeler tonight at Nats Park. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout the football season and then some. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports, and that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. Adam Epstein joins us in 15 minutes. Ben Standig at 12. Our conversation right now, Cliff Kingsbury made comments about wanting to see Terry McLaurin in practice. He was the first person this offseason to very politely but strictly and sternly nudge Terry and say, we would really like you in practice. How does that impact the way you view this scenario? 301-230-0980. You can also tweet me. Our guy Matt says, I think he signs by Sunday. I base this purely off of blind optimism. I'm done with the blind optimism thing personally, because I have listed out like July 4th, the start of training camp, the August New 8th. England game. I was going to get on here and say the Baltimore game. So, like, I'm kind of done with the blind optimism, but I appreciate that that's still pumping with you right now. Matt at Be Nice Forever says Cliff was professional, respectful, classy, true, honest, and team first. I think all of those are accurate. My guy Kelly says loved it. Direct grown man stuff. Love the call out of the wide receiver room, including number 17. Time on task, feet on the grass. Cliff Kingsbury in regular season mode. Feet on the grass is something we might have to use more frequently as like a phrase. That is a pretty good one.
It is.
Like feet on the grass. I'm going to use that one a little bit more. I don't know how yet.
We'll find a way.
I don't know how I could do that in like regular day life, but I will find a way to do that in regular day life. 301-230-0980. Jerome is in D.C. Jerome, what's going on?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking a call. I don't wave either way. I feel the same way. I just think that Terry, I believe that in that interview he had with Ethan Motors, I just think that he messed up right there. I just think that he brought us into the negotiation room by telling us a little bit about they not communicating with me. And I don't know if he got bad advice from his agent, but I think right then I just think that Peterson and them felt that, listen, this is a new regime. We keep things secret. We talk, we do this and do that. And I just think they panicked. And I think from there it's all downhill. Now he asking, he requested for a trade and things like that. I just think right now Terry just need to, I just need to fire the agent. They could do that. Fire him and get somebody else and get him in here and let's keep this thing going, Terry. I mean, we had a great season. We had a great season. And I just think that he's stay over their head by trying to build off that season we had and just trying to get it all at one time. So I just think that Terry just need to sign, you know, and let's get this thing going. And on another note, I'm from D.C. They are tearing that RFK down, and I am so happy. I've been depressed looking at that thing for 30 years, man. I mean, every time I rode past there, and just to see them bulldozing that thing down.
It looks great, doesn't it?
So I am good.
Yeah, it's the best that destruction has ever looked, Jerome. I'm with you. I haven't driven past it since they've started tearing it down yet, Max, but I've seen the pictures and the videos, and it is fantastic. So I want to get to a point that Jerome made on the call. And, Max, this is crazy. Did you know that today is the month anniversary of that Eastern Motor shoot? It feels like it's been a lifetime. But that happened exactly a month ago, almost to the hour. I think he started talking at like 2 p.m. that day or something like that.
No, we carried it, I remember, because it was like right at 12:30, I think.
It was at 12:30.
It was 12:45 because it was 30 minutes and bled into Chris Russell's show, but we carried the whole thing because journalism. And
Big J journalism right here.
Yeah. So that's, I remember Kevin and I were sitting here about 30 minutes into it and we were both going, this is getting pretty long.
Very, very long. So that was a month ago. Here's just a general timeline of everything that has happened since then. And Mason Kinahan put this on Twitter. So I'm using this graphic that he threw up. July 15th was Terry speaking at Eastern Motors, the disappointed and frustrated. That is also when we found out that they had not communicated in a month. That is also when we found out that he wants to be valued financially. That's a direct way that he phrased that. I want my value to be represented by financial, whatever he said. He didn't say financial freedom, but be shown in a way that is financial. On July 22nd, that's a week after that, Terry doesn't report to training camp. He officially becomes a hold out. He becomes a hold in 5 days later on July 27th. He's placed on the PUP list with an ankle injury. Not much has been said exactly about what the ankle injury is. We don't know if it's a sprain. We don't know if it's tendonitis. We don't know if it's just because he's not getting paid. I think most of us feel it's the latter. But no, nothing has really been said other than ankle injury for Terry. On July 31st, which is 4 days after he became a hold-in, he officially requested a trade. On August 5th, he didn't travel with the team to New England. That's pretty, I think, normal when you're on the PUP list. You're just not everyone's going to travel for that. So I don't put too much on that. August 12th, he was seen watching practice and talking with Adam Peters. Now, there's a couple other things sprinkled in there, like him signing for fans almost every single day that fans were out there. There's a couple of things in there about like him, you know, hugging Josh Harris and Jaden Daniels' mother. I bring up Jaden Daniels' mother for no reason other than the fact that she is a licensed NFLPA agent. I just would like to pop that in there. I don't think she wants to represent Terry. I'm just saying.
But like, she could.
She is a licensed NFLPA agent. She got that certification. I believe it was earlier this offseason. It might have been at the end of last year. I'm just putting that out there into the ether for somebody to listen. But it's been a lot for Terry. It's been a whole lot. And the Eastern Motors thing was, I liked the way that Jerome put it, is that he brought us into the negotiation because we didn't know anything. We knew that he did not go to minicamp. We knew that he was there and then left. But we didn't know much else until he said, we haven't spoken in a month, because Washington now does not leak this information. We did not know that there was a massive discrepancy in the pay because Washington does not leak this. We didn't know any of this until Terry said that. And as you have mentioned today, Max, as I have mentioned previously, I know Kevin has mentioned previously on this show, that thing was entirely too long. It was 30 minutes, which just allows, when you're talking for 30 minutes, one, it's incredibly difficult. There's a reason why no one does that in radio. Well, Kevin does it occasionally.
I was going to say, Kevin does it way more often than most.
He does it way more often than most, and probably a little bit more than he should. But there's like a reason why nobody talks 30 minutes uninterrupted on a regular basis. Because eventually, you either get yourself into a word salad, or you allow things to leak through the cracks that do not need to be shared publicly. And I think we got that with Terry at Eastern Motors. I can understand what he was attempting to do of like, I'm this friendly guy, I'm this commander, I want to showcase the personality element of this, the human element of this, and I know that the fans back me. And in all of those, he was true. Like, there's a human element to this negotiation that we don't cover as much. The fans are definitely on his side. Don't believe everything that you read in comment sections and on Twitter. When he is out there at training camp, the fans are very much in favor of Terry. Pay Terry chants have been almost every time fans have been out there. Like, the fan base is certainly as a whole on his side, but it didn't help, I don't think, the way that they thought it was going to help. And we are still, you know, a month later, nothing has been resolved. Maybe there's been progress, we don't really know, but nothing has been resolved. A couple more phone calls before we get to Adam Epstein, AWOD at 11 a.m. Phil is in Bowie. Phil, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I'm still perplexed that people upset he had that interview at Eastern Motors. I'm worried why they wasn't talking for a month. That's 30 days wasted on negotiations. They should have had this wrapped up. I prefer sometime during the season, last season, before the market got set to where it is now. And I think they're wasting their time. And I don't know negotiations for the other players, Laramie Tunsil and the cornerback Lattimore. Hopefully they get them wrapped up soon and not have this same issue next season, next offseason.
So here's the thing, Phil, and here is the answer to that we got yesterday. Charles Robinson of Yahoo was on, I think it's like a new football show that Yahoo is doing in the mornings.
Inside Coverage with Andrew Siciliano
And Andrew Siciliano is formerly of NFL Network. Do we have that sound?
Of course.
All right, so here's what Charles Robinson said that I think does put that month-long absence of speaking into a completely different perspective.
So do you want to hear the full 3 minutes of it? Or because I also have the different cuts that Derek put in for me.
Yeah, give me just what Charles Robinson said about the insane contract.
The incredible ask?
Yeah, the incredible ask.
Here we go.
I think what happened, the way I understand it is, you know, when negotiations first opened, I think the Commanders were a little stunned by initially what Terry McLaurin and his camp really gunning for in those negotiations.
That's why they didn't speak for a month. Because according to Charles Robinson, the camp of Terry, largely spearheaded by Buddy Baker, effectively came in there and started asking for crazy, crazy money. Now, we do not know what the crazy, crazy money is in this instance. He just said the ask was so big that Washington almost completely stopped negotiations in their tracks. Now, you don't have to be an idiot to know that the highest paid player in the NFL is Ja'Marr Chase at around $40 million per year. There is then a very large gap between Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson getting $35 million per year, and then it's CeeDee Lamb at $34 million per year. So those right now are currently the top three in terms of most paid AAV at the wide receiver position in the NFL. The way that I've interpreted this is that if multiple people have said that Terry was asking for DK money recently, that initially that first ask was a number that was larger than CeeDee Lamb, and then that was a number potentially larger than Justin Jefferson. If they asked for a number that was larger than Ja'Marr Chase, I would have stopped those conversations immediately too. Hell, if they're asking for a number that's larger than CeeDee Lamb, I'm stopping those conversations. Because you need to provide something, some sort of analytic that has a little bit of consistency behind it to showcase why you feel like you are deserving of that number. It's been very, very clear that they are not paying for all of the good times that Terry provided during like the Ron eras and the Jay Gruden eras. And to be completely honest, they really shouldn't. The fact that this is even a conversation of they should royally overpay Terry because of what he did prior to this current regime. If you want to give him an extra like $1 million for being a commander, I'm okay with that. I think it might send a little bit of an iffy precedent, but I'm okay with that. But you shouldn't be putting in an extra $2 or $3 million per year. You know, the last time that happened in this particular market, now there are some differences. This is not completely apples to apples here. But that's what happened with Gilbert Arenas when he signed that massive six-year contract. And until the Albert Haynesworth deal was signed, that was the worst contract, I think, that had been signed in D.C. history. He's coming off an injury, but the Wizards front office and the ownership group said, we love him, we appreciate what he's done, and we're going to pay him a substantial amount of money over the course of 6 years in a way that had not really been done a ton to that point in the NBA. So we've seen this here in town about paying for what you have done versus what you could do kind of get you stuck in a tricky situation. So if they're coming in asking for 35, 36, or God forbid, $40 million, I'm stopping any conversation for a month too. You're in timeout. Wait, pause it. Like, we are not talking anymore. You're in timeout. Think about what you just did. And then once you're ready to be an adult about these conversations, you can get back to us. Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio. He joins us next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dende sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.